One of the most important understandings we get from reading the Bible is that God, throughout important stages of history, has engaged in establishing a covenant with his people. We see this in Noah when he establishes a covenant in that he, God, will never again destroy the earth with a flood. And the rainbow in the sky is the visual reminder to the inhabitants of earth and to God this promise will be kept. Later in Genesis chapter 15, God forges a covenant with Abraham. God will make Abraham the father of a great nation. The people of Abraham will be God's people, and God alone will be their God. There are expectations on both sides, but most of the promises are made by God. Later, God forges another covenant with his people through Moses. The Passover becomes the meal of identity for the Jewish people. How do they know that they are God's people? Well, they participate in the Passover. Later, in the prophets, God promises that he will forge a new covenant with his people, not in tablets of stone, but a covenant that will be written on the hearts of the people. Tonight, on this Maundy Thursday, we commemorate and celebrate that new covenant, not inscribed in tablets of stone, but inscribed on our hearts by the Holy Spirit. There is much that is similar with the Old Covenant. It is based on the Old Covenant that we see in Abraham and Moses and Noah. We, as humans, participate up to a point, but God ends up sealing the covenant himself and takes on all the responsibilities for it, not allowing us any responsibility in the end, for he knows that we cannot fulfill our end of the bargain because of our sinfulness. Just as the Passover meal became the identity for the children of Israel, so the meal that we celebrate tonight is the meal of identity for us as Christians. Well, we don't just celebrate it tonight, do we? We celebrate it each and every time, especially on Sundays, but whenever we celebrate the Eucharist, because that's exactly what we're talking about, isn't it? Jews knew that they were an Exodus people through their participation in the Passover. Through our participation in the Eucharist, the Lord's Supper, we become the forgiveness of sins people. This is the crucial point for us. We proclaim the death of Jesus for the forgiveness of sin until he comes again in glory. The point is quite simple. We are about the forgiveness of sin. We are about reconciliation. We are about repentance. We are about restoration. We are about rebuilding, recovering. We are called by God to look around the world in which we live and move and have our being, and where we see need, we are called by God to do something about it. This means we need to be focused not on ourselves, but on the world that we live in, not the world as in the globe, but in the world in which we live in. However, it does mean that we need to be mature in our relationship with God. We need to be settled in our relationship with God. We need to be at peace in our relationship with God. We need to be a people who are caring and loving towards ourselves and not destructive. We can disagree with one another, but we can't tear one another down. We need to be positive in our relationships, not negative. This is a great challenge for us, for we can unwittingly do the work of the evil one, for the evil one does not want us to be successful in our being the forgiveness of sins people. The evil one wants us to be tearing ourselves apart. This is a spiritual battle, and we ignore it to our peril. Paul had terrible issues with the Corinthians over the way in which they were behaving with respect to the meal we celebrate tonight. Paul reminded them, as he reminds each of us, that if we come to participate in this meal with division in our hearts, a party spirit, or anything other than complete and total submission to the will of God, and to the total and complete desire to serve Him and one another, we will eat and drink condemnation, not blessings, on ourselves. The meal is meant to be a blessing, but if we consume it in an unright spirit, in a wrong spirit, then all we will do is heap condemnation on ourselves. You see, what we're called to participate in is not just physical, in the bread and the wine. There is a spiritual dimension as well. We are seeking to put God at the center of our lives. I talked about that on Sunday. We can do that in no more dramatic and personal way than through the sacrament, where we understand that we eat the flesh of Jesus and drink His blood. In other words, we invite Him to be truly one with us, to enter us and to be fully with us. If we do anything other than submit our lives to God at this point, then the whole condemnation of us, which was dealt with on the cross, comes crashing down on us, and we will be consumed by it. Therefore, for John, the meal is not mentioned. He has dealt with his Eucharistic theology back in chapter 6. Here in the upper room, he is aware of the other three gospel writers and their concentration on the supper. He is also aware that there is a lot of distortion going on concerning the supper. So, in John's gospel, he concentrates on the washing of the feet. The most menial and servant-like thing that anyone can do for one another. And he says to the community of faith that this must be your attitude. Think of the most menial thing you can do for one another, and do it often, and have that servant attitude in your heart towards one another. Then, and only then, you can go out into the wider world with the message of the forgiveness of sin. For if we can't forgive one another, if we can't serve one another in the most menial of ways, how on earth are we going to do it in the world? So as we approach this meal tonight, as you come in your various parishes to have your feet washed, let us have in mind the servant attitude of God in our hearts and minds. Let us seek to truly serve one another in our various parishes. And let us truly seek to be the forgiveness of sins people, not just to us, to one another, but in our parishes and within our diocese. And in doing so, be equipped, therefore, to go out into the world that desperately needs to hear this message of service and forgiveness. The Lord be with you.